It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, September is here, and apparently we need to be thinking about relocating some plants and bringing them indoors. I'd love to know more about that.
Sure. You know, a lot of times we get to October or late September, October, and we think, oh, I wish I could bring in those herbs, or I should bring in that plant or that flower. And by then, a lot of times it's a little too late to do it. So now is actually the time to get those plants ready for transplanting into a pot and then getting them ready to bring indoors in a few weeks when it does get so cold that you're going to have to do that. So the first thing you want to do is, of course, if they're in the garden and they're a small plant, dig them up, put them in a container with some potting soil, keep them nice and moist, then keep them outside, but put them in a place where they get maybe morning light, just part sun. And then before you bring them indoors, after a week or so of doing that, you want to spray them with insecticidal soap or neem oil. Either one of those will kill a lot of the insects that might be harboring that are in those leaves. And then you can bring them inside into a sunny window. So some of the best plants I found for bringing indoors to be successful are some of the herbs like thyme and oregano and rosemary, parsley and chives. All of those can actually survive right through the winter, and then you can replant them outdoors. The one that won't probably survive is parsley. And that's because it's a biennial. It'll send up a flower stalk, but you'll still be able to get a lot of leaves right into the winter and into the New Year's. If you have some flowers like geraniums and fuchsias and coleus, they'll do okay indoors in a sunny window or under some grow lights. You're going to have to cut those way back, though, to just a skeletal structure and let them leaf out and grow. They'll get kind of leggy. You might have to cut them back a couple times, but they should survive. That's all we're really trying to do, is get them to survive. Even mandevilla vines, which a lot of people love, keep them cut way back and you can get them to make it through the winter. And even if you have a hot pepper plant, I've done this before, bring a hot pepper, like a chili pepper or a Thai hot pepper, indoors. Even if the pepper plant dies and the fruits are just hanging on the plant, they'll dry too. So then you can use them right through the winter just by picking them off the plant. So there's a lot of nice ways of bringing the garden indoors, but you just have to get on it now.
Okay, quick question. If I do pot my geranium and bring it inside, it's not going to flower again, right, through the fall and winter?
Yeah, so during, say, November till February, it won't flower because there's just not enough light intensity, unless you have it under a grow light. But come March and April, it will flower. So you'll actually have some beautiful flowers when the snow is still on the ground blooming indoors.
Ah, very cool. Okay, here's a question from Marianne in Cabot. Marianne writes, I have a rugosa rose I got at a plant swap 2 years ago. It was smallish but in good shape. It's now quite large and wonderful. I'd like to divide the bush and transplant about a quarter to a third of it, which is almost distinct from the main section of stalks. I miss the spring pruning or dividing, and autumn is coming, so maybe this is a good time to do it?
Well, Marianne, actually, if you're patient enough, spring would be a better time to do it. Sometimes, say, in April, and you can dig it up and divide it into half or a quarter, as you were saying, and move it to wherever you like. One thing you can do this fall, though, is root prune. So go around the plant right now with a spade and dig around the drip line, just digging straight down and slicing into the soil. What that does is it cuts the roots so that they will continue to grow this fall, but they'll branch out, creating a root ball for you so that in the spring it'll be easier to dig it right out of the ground and it'll be more likely to survive.
Nicole and Christian have the next question for you. They're in Underhill, and they write, we planted potatoes in the ground for the first time, early, mid, and late. When we went to pull them up, the overwhelming majority looked like they had various bites taken out of them. There's no sign of larger pests getting into the bed or obvious insects. Do you have any idea what's doing this and how we can prevent it next year?
Oh, I know exactly what it is, because it happens in our gardens too. Those are mice and voles that are eating your potatoes that are in the ground. And that is a common problem, especially if you're around a field area where the mice and voles are all over and they're looking for food. So there's a couple things you can try to do. The first one would be, of course, grow them in a bed that has hardware cloth underneath it, so that if it's a raised bed with hardware cloth underneath it, it's less likely they're going to be able to tunnel underneath there, get into the bed and eat your potatoes. Another thing you could do is spray some castor oil around the potato plants, especially when they're starting to mature, and they don't like the smell of that, so that could keep them away for a little while. Some people even use mint as an essential oil around the potato plants, and that keeps them away too because of the smell. And then finally, you can dig them a little bit earlier. So as soon as they start maturing, you know, dig around there after they're done flowering, but before they start dying back, as soon as you start seeing some nice potatoes, you can actually harvest them a little earlier or grow them in a container. I've done that with grow bags, and you can just do it that way to protect them. So there's a number of things you could do for next year.
Okay, if you've got questions about your garden, then send them to us at vpr.org. Just search for All Things Gardening. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're very welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.